are joined by Dwayne Casey, the head coach of the Toronto Raptors. Our first chance to talk since the official announcement of DeMar DeRozan's extension and Jared Sullinger's acquisition to the team. Dwayne, thank you so much for joining us.
No problem. How you doing, Jeff?
I'm doing well, thanks. I'm doing well. I want to talk about the Summer League team, but first and foremost, DeMar DeRozan agreed to that extension. I think everybody agrees that that was kind of the most pressing piece of off-season business for this team. You've been around DeMar for a long time now. You've seen his growth both as a man and as a player. I would think that in a lot of ways, when you see what he has come to mean to this city and this organization, you have to take a tremendous amount of pride in how, the impact you've had on it, but also just the way you've been able, and Masai and before him, Brian Colangelo, have been able to create an environment, Dwayne, where a young guy like DeMar can flourish. I mean, he can arrive here as kind of a raw, an unpolished gem and be turned into a model NBA player. And most importantly, I think a model citizen as well.
No question, Jeff. DeMar is a consummate pro. He came at a time when I first got there, we were rebuilding and trying to build our program up and continue building it. He was the first, I would say, the foundation of the house we were trying to build. He was a skinny guy that could really, only thing he could do was really post up and run the floor and dunk when I first got here. And I've watched him grow and worked with him and seeing him develop in situations, Jeff, whether it's passing out of a double team in the post, learning to run the pick and roll, learning to pass out of the pick and roll, really become one of the top mid-range shooters in the league and getting to the free throw line over the last 5 or 6 years. And then, most of all, he's improved his physical toughness. His body's gotten bigger defense, and he's gotten better defensively. The only area he's continued to grow in is his three-point shooting, which shows you there's still another step he can take in his development, his career. Again, he's a young guy. Brian Colangelo had the foresight to sign him to the last contract, which, and at that time we really didn't know how good he could become. We knew he was had a lot of potential, but if you had told me he was going to be an Olympian all-star, we knew he was going to be a good player, but not at this level. And then now Masai has been able to re-sign him to this wonderful contract, and he means so much to the city of Toronto. He loves Toronto. In LA, that's all he talks about to his friends and guys out there is how great the city of Toronto is. And so he's a Pied Piper for our city, and I'm just proud to be a part of his growth and his career.
Dwayne, when you took over here and you saw what you had in DeMar, did you anticipate him developing into the type of player he now is? Could you see him, when you closed your eyes, could you see him become, an all-star, an Olympian, but again, a guy that everything would kind of flow around, and there's nothing wrong with being a good complementary player by any stretch of the imagination, but could you see him become that foundation piece? Did you notice that right away, or was that something that, you had to kind of learn about him?
No, I saw him be the offensive piece that you need to be a very good team, to be a championship, program to build. You could build around Jeff because he is a scorer. DeMar, everybody gets on him about dribbling too much, but again, he's handling the ball for a reason, and he's become more efficient each and every year he's been in the league. So, because he's worked on it, we've talked about it, and he when he comes off the pin down now, he's one or two dribbles. Every once in a while, he'll dribble a little bit, but I could see the steps he was taking toward being a great player. And the most of all, DeMar has something inside of him that a lot of great players doesn't. You know, the empathy he has for his teammates, he cares about his teammates, he cares about his team, he cares about the growth and where this team is going. His level of concern for the whole program is great, and his understanding of the NBA is high. So I knew it was something there. I'm be honest, I didn't know how long it would take him to become an all-star, how long it would take him to become an Olympian. But we talked all the time about him being one of the best, you know, working to become one of the best two guards in the league, and he's done that. He's put himself up there in the conversation of the top two guards in the league, and he's put our team up there in the conversation of establishing ourselves as one of the top programs in the league, and he's proud of that. I'm proud of that, and I'm just happy to see us continue to grow. And again, being in the conversation where we can go out and get a Jared Sullinger and attract a guy like that, we don't have to oversell our team, oversell our city for him to be interested in it.
Dwayne, were you at all concerned during the playoffs this year that with all the focus on DeMar and some of the games he had, and we've all seen how sometimes a poor playoff performance can really just absolutely damage a player's reputation with the fans. Were you concerned at all that that might have been happening, you know, that DeMar really needed to have a quote-unquote big playoff to sort of solidify his status here?
No, I did. I know he and Kyle both wanted to and really wanted to be in that conversation of, hey, we are two of the elite players. DeMar's wanted to be able to say, hey, I'm one of the elite guards when you talk about the shooting guards in the league. And, you know, he struggled a little bit and Cal struggled a little bit, but to their credit, they bounced back after a tough start in each series. And you know, they absorbed the criticism. They absorbed, some rough games and bounced back. And that's another mark of maturity on DeMar's and Cal's part. That they, you know, they did struggle shooting the basketball. And, again, both guys found other ways to help us win two important series. And when they didn't play, you know, a few games, they didn't play their best basketball. But, again, if you look back to the history of the league, there's a lot of NBA, great players that did have some tough games in the series as they grow, or as they're going toward winning a championship. So our thing is, Jeff, is for us to go through and win, you know, get to the conference finals. I'm not saying that's where we're going to get to this, but continue to grow, continue to establish ourselves as one of the elite programs in the league, and you know, take the next step, work to take the next step where we again can absorb, our star guys can absorb tough games and still win throughout the playoffs.
In conversation with Dwayne Casey on the Jeff Blair Show, you mentioned Jared Sullinger. He has signed with the Raptors. How do you envision, at least right now, knowing that the offseason is still, you know, we're still playing out the offseason, Dwayne, but how do you envision Jared Sullinger being used? And in particular, what will his addition, what impact might his addition have on the playing time for people like Patrick Patterson?
Well, the thing is, you know, I see Jared as being plugged in a situation where he's like Luis Scola. You know, he's going to be our starting four guy. And our goal and our charge is to get he and JV to mesh offensively and defensively, and mainly defensively, because, you know, Jared's going to have to get out and guard some of the Kevin Loves of the league and move his feet if Chris Bosh comes back to guard guys like that out on the perimeter a little bit. And he's done that. He's done that. I've watched a lot of film on him and his charge, and he said it yesterday in his press conference, and it's no secret that he's got to get in the best condition of his career. I talked to him about, you know, there's a lot of power forwards that are not as good as you that got rewarded for good play. And, you know, he has an opportunity with our program to step in to help solidify the power forward position. He's got three-point shooting ability. It's dipped a little bit, you know, with his play. And again, I think some of it was the style of play they played in Boston. He didn't get out and stretch the floor as much as we're going to ask him to, as we did Luis Scola. But again, the charge is on him to come back in the best condition of his career. He's never going to be a very slim type power forward. He's always going to be, you know, a bigger type body. But again, he can still, you know, get his weight down and be able to move his feet, mainly defensively, because he's a very intelligent player. Mm-hmm. He's got a very high IQ, and he's going to be able to play not only the four position, but he's going to be able to bounce over to the five. He started 81 games for a team that was nipping at our heels last year. So I told him, I said, you know, we had trouble beating you. We beat you, but now you got to join us. So, you know, but again, I don't think it's going to hurt the rotation. As a matter of fact, it's going to enhance the rotation with he and Patrick and Luis and Lucas in that big man rotation that was successful for us last year. But again, it's upon Jared to come back in great shape. He works his behind off, this is challenge that the rest of the summer, and we've got a program mapped out for him to come back in that condition. And then it's up to us to mesh he and JV and Patrick and our other bigs in that situation to get that rotation solidified.
Dwayne, the Summer League team beat Golden State in the quarterfinals of the Summer League competition. I guess two of the guys that we're kind of focusing on are Jakob Poeltl and Norm Powell, to a certain degree DeLon Wright as well. I'll ask you first. I mean, Powell looks like he's had a really, really good good Summer League. But before we get to him, what are your impressions of Poeltl?
Well, Jakob is really has grown on me. You know, usually rookies, you say, you know, he's a rookie. He's got a lot to learn. But this young man, Larry Kostoviak, who is the head coach at the University of Utah, was an excellent big man, fundamental big man in the NBA. So he's taught Jakob a lot of nuances and things about the NBA as a college player. So his NBA fundamentals and the nuances he understands about the NBA are already there. And I told Larry the other night out here in Vegas, you know, congratulate him on doing a great job of teaching Jakob, the fundamentals and how he has grown watching him these last couple, 2 or 3 weeks play and work. He has a look that, you know, he's not getting a lot done, but he is. He has a knack of blocking shots that I didn't know that there was there. His pick and roll defense, like most young big guys, has to get better. It will get better with work and repetition, where he can adjust like JV did, gauging the speed of that point guard or that guard coming at him. That's an adjustment he's going to make. He's going to have the adjustment. He's an excellent rebounder. But he's got to learn to go and hit those quick jumping athletes that he's going to go against in the league and get them further away from the rim so he can box out where they can't just reach over him and get the rebound. But he's an excellent passer. He's another player that can possibly at some point in his career play with JV because mm-hmm. he is such a good passer and can stretch his shooting range out a little bit more. So I'm really, really impressed the way he is coming, and he's a quick learner. He takes my criticism and the coach's criticism and learns from it. Very rarely does he make the same mistake twice is what you look for, and it's something good that you look for in a rookie.
What about some of the other players in the Summer League team? I guess Bruno, Norm Powell, and DeLon Wright in particular. Norm Powell seems to have It almost seems as if his season's just kept right. going on based on the numbers and the little bit I've seen of him. What do you make of the performance of those three through Summer League? And is DeLon getting to the point where he might be able to log some more responsible minutes during the season?
Well, one thing, you know, before I get to our old guys, which I call our old guys in Summer League, Pascal Siakam is another rookie that we drafted at 27, Jeff, that I'm really impressed with. He will remind you of a young Amir Johnson. He's an energetic runner, 6'9", defender, shot blocker, you know, plays with a lot of passion and communicate. And I don't want to say this name too much more, Ian, but he reminds you a little bit of Biombo with his motor. And, you know, he's a guy that's really going to have a bright future. Again, like most rookies, he's got a lot of things he's got to learn about the NBA game, but things that can be taught. He, too, is a quick learner. So I'm really impressed with the two bigs that we brought into the program, and they're going to have a bright future. It's unfortunate that he hurt his knee in the first game. He slid on the floor in a wet spot on the court. And is out, you know, for 2-3 more weeks. So it's going to slow his progress down. But keep an eye on him. I think this young man is going to be, you know, he and Pirtle both are going to be two excellent big guys in our program for years to come. Norm Powell is continuing to grow and get better. He's going to be nipping at Terrence Ross's heels for more playing time. And, you know, for me, Jeff, you know that if a guy is, I don't care who you are, if you get out there getting it done and playing physical, playing defense, being aggressive, doing what you're supposed to on both ends of the floor, you're going to get time. And Norm Powell is doing that. I mean, he's really improved his shooting. His attention to detail on the defensive end is so much better. And he understands the system on both ends of the floor. So I think this is going to be another step for Norm Powell in our system. And, you know, I've watched a lot of our playoff games this summer, and the little things that he's doing now, he's learned by going through the playoffs, getting minutes in the playoffs. So I'm excited about him coming in and pushing, you know, guys, you know, like T. Ross and Corey and those guys for more minutes. DeLon Wright is also growing. He's gotten better running the floor, seeing the floor, being aggressive offensively, much, much better defensively. I'll never forget the day, Jeff, up in Detroit where he struggled guarding Reggie Jackson, didn't get into the ball, wasn't physical, and it's day and night his improvement on the defensive end. And again, it's something, you know, the patience you got to have with young players is something that, you know, we've had with him, and he's really grown and had a good summer. Bruno is shooting the ball, really proud of the way he's shooting the ball, still learning to put it on the floor, not to do too much, but has become taken another step of getting better. His shooting is for real. His 3-point shooting from the corners is for real. I think it will translate in an NBA game. Again, it's another step for him, you know. And again, like I told him, there's playing time at the backup 3-4 position. It's there. Why not come in and compete for it? So our young guys have had an excellent summer. They're kind of the talk of the summer league. But again, like I tell everybody, when we beat Golden State last night, I said, I don't see Steph Curry. I don't see Draymond Green. I don't see some of these other guys out there. But
don't forget Kevin Durant. You didn't see him either yet.
No, I didn't see him out there in that Warrior jersey. But again, not to belittle what they're doing, Jeff, because I do put credence in summer league because they're developing winning habits. Mm-hmm. I think that's something that you got to do, and that's one thing of getting Jared Sullinger from a winning program like Boston. And, you know, I think that's so important to develop those habits and understand, you know, our identity, how we want to play, and take pride in it. And it's showing a little bit here in the summer league, guys talking. I see DeLon and Norm telling other players how, you know, things are supposed to be done. And that's a compliment to our program and another sign of growth by those young guys.
Dwayne, we really appreciate you doing this. Thanks so much. Enjoy the rest of your off season, and we'll see you again soon enough, I'm sure.
real quick. It's going to do, the turnaround is quick, and that means it's a good thing because that means we played a little longer and further in the playoffs, Jeff. And but again, we'll be seeing you soon.